he's only 17, about to break through into the first team. Quickest feet any player scout had ever seen. Ready to be pimped out to every club in the Premier League. Almost famous, he could feel the spotlight at the clubs for the first time. With his teammates, he was all hype, champagne, VIP dimes. Believed he wanted this for his whole life. Spina blonde, must have been no older than 18. Perfect body, model face, instantly driving crazy. Spitting game and possessed in her days like it was nothing but a daydream. Last thing he remembered was her smile. Next morning hungover and vile. Missed calls, blackout, shit got wild. Room trash, mirror smash, blood on the bathroom tiles. And before he could turn sick, police and journalists gathered quick. Handcuffed, dragged and kicked. And the madness is he's charged for the assault on the girl that he felt magic with. Oh, alright, yeah. Sarah, she was only 15, perfect frame and about to make history. Prettiest girl any photographer had ever seen, but her friend's jealousy wouldn't stop her from hitting the cover of Vanity Fair. Long, long hair, and tonight she would let it down for the very first time. Amazing, beautiful and bright, should have gone left instead of right, about to slip on her loose sight. Spent a small fortune on a new dress, feeling drop dead, gorgeous and ruthless, but never could expect, clueless, she'd find the love of her life so soon, so good to be true, yes. Feeling lightheaded from champagne, agreed instantly to go back to his place. Fucking mistaken, next day dressed, ripped, blood stained, fully dazed but escaped. Managed to make a call to the police from his rest day. Little mascara remained as the tears rained. Her mind clouded and shredded in shame, up the sun came. Trying to recall a single moment from last night, we should go in insane. Heard sirens, a newer life will flip and forever be strange. Forever be strange. Oh, right. Yeah.
Look.
Tragically, this was only headline news for a few days. Two lives ruined, used in a cruel game. Envious so-called friends that set the whole scene up in a plot to fuel their own game. Spiked to the club, elaborate scheme of being dreamed up, evil teamed up for a little extra money and undeserved fame. Sean's career shattered by a tabloid smear campaign. Sarah nowadays barely looks at her own face. Nobody gives a shit, they're both easily replaced by the next naive star wannabe. Losing control up in the fast lane. Only reason we read this shit, allow it to take place. Distracts from our own lives, being entertained, rise and fall, locked in chains. Do we all get a sick thrill by seeing each other in pain? I just can't understand. No.